Sundays, let me say, since when they have been announcing Oshie Baba Sunday, we used to make a shout. Oshie Baba is here again, we shout. For my please, that was the motive behind Oshie Baba Sunday. If truly we have come to thank the Lord, one of the motives is that we have passed through the semesters from the beginning even to the end of our exams, and the Lord has kept us. I'm looking for a man that will tell me that it's by his power he escaped through the beginning to this time. Maybe you can come out. If truly it is by your own handwork that you escaped through from the beginning to the end. Many of us might have visited centers, might have visited some, you know, might have put through some kind of headaches and all. But still, you are still breathing. And this is what we have come to render: an offering of praise. Before we have our seat, can we bless the name of the Lord once again? That Jesus will bless you. Jesus will bless you. Jesus will bless you. Jesus will bless you. We bring our praise before your throne. Bless your holy name for your lordship. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Bible says 1,000 tongues is not enough. For this that we have, we give. The question is, what has the Lord demanded from you? Than praise, than worship. He demanded nothing more than this. Can we give God? Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who calls in the name of our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who calls. And worship him. We lay our crown and worship you. We lay our crown. 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 To he who dwells between the cherubim, to he you sit upon the throne. To He who was, who is, and who remains forever. To Him who is the beginning and the end. To He who is the Alpha and the Omega. To He who is the anchor of our lives. Oh, He bring our worship. We bring forth our worship. Daddy, we bless you. Daddy, we bless you. Thank you. Daddy, we bless you. Daddy, we bless you. We acknowledge your holy presence. We acknowledge you for who you are. We acknowledge you as our God. We bless you, Jesus. Now we bring before you our offering of praise. We pray that it be acceptable before you. Father, before your people, do what only you can do. Minister to your people at this hour. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And we have our seat. Good morning to Russell. Somebody say glory. Glory. It's Oche Baba Sunday, and since the beginning we have been rendering, we have been, you know, doing one or two in the presence of the Lord. And the theme for today's, or this season, Oche Baba Sunday is that offering of praise. Offering of praise. Can we look at the principal scripture? The principal text. Psalm 50, verse 23. It says, whoso offereth praise glorified me. Mainly our focus will be on that part A. Whoso offereth praise glorified me. I'm bringing to us that the content of that me there is accountable unto God. Whoso offereth praise glorified me. So according to the context of this scripture, we are to see that praise is an offering. Oh, am I lying? Praise is seen to be an offering. But before we go deep, what really does an offering entails? And I would like to tag an offering as a presentation or an oblation from an offerer to a deity. Offering can be seen in many ways, but in the context of what we are betting. In the context of where we are talking from, it is to a deity. That means it is a presentation or an oblation. Something prepared, something made available by an offerer towards a deity. And you have to know that in this context, we have three bodies of sin. Are we following? We have a deity. Who is the receiver? We have the offerer, the giver, and we have the offering. Without the deity, there is no place for the receiver, for the giver. Without the receiver, there is no place for the giver. It is the existence of the receiver that brings the existence of the giver. Are we following? And what the receiver demanded, it's what is called an offering. If Papa demanded, it is the demand of Papa. If the Papa demand this mic from me, or Papa demands something from me, we take that. I praise God. If he demand that, bro, David, something is needed from you, it is until then that I can give him whatever he demanded. It is because he demanded something, and that makes a place for him to receive something. So his demand is placed as a receiver. Give way for me as the one who will give. Are you following? And what I'm giving is an offering. But not offering, not all offering are offered. Let me talk generally, in a general context now. If you look at the drama they did, when something happened in the, they did not tell us the name of their city or their town, actually. When something happened in their town, they went and called Baba Wangbejo to come and see to what has happened. And when they came, the Baba do ifa, and the Baba said, this and this and this, you will bring it. For, you know, he stand as the person, I'm sorry, the Baba Ifa stand as the offerer, and the Ifa the Akosontin stand as the receiver. And it stand, if the Ifa did not say bring this, the offerer, the Baba Ifa, will not ask that bring this, will not offer anything. It is because, are we getting me? It is because the Ifa demanded something, and that is why the Baba Ifa offered something. And what they offer, we were all here when they brought it here, is what? Ebo. And Ebo is, the Ebo is seen as the offering to appease the Ifa, so that the Ifa will do what they wish. So an offering comes in place because a receiver and a giver is in place. If there is no receiver and there is no giver, there is no offering. But not all offerings are sacrifice. Not all offerings are sacrifice. Like the sacrifice, I mean offering, rendering a presentation to a deity. That's a sacrifice. If you look at the Old Testament, I will not have the time to read everything, but when I begin to do some study, I find out that there are many offerings in the Old Testament, and they are getting close to 10. But there is a reason why they came up. If you look at the people of Israelites, God chose Moses as the leader, and he chose Aaron as the prophet. And right from that time, they have been making some offerings which are sacrificial. They have an altar where they bring forth offerings, and they have a place called the Holy of Holies where the prophet comes in and makes the sacrifice. Are we following? Praise God. So offering does not lack a reason. There is always a reason why a particular offering comes on board. We are taking it little by little, but I guess you are understanding. Praise God. Offering came because there is a reason. I'm not talking about a general context. I'm talking about a religious context now. It's not definitely in our Christian context, because sacrifices are not only made here. All other religions too make sacrifices. And what they offer to the deity they serve is an offering. Praise God. Are you following? So here, he says that he that offereth praise glorifieth me. So we find that praise is one of the offering that the Lord demanded from man. We. And when you give it, it is you are glorifying God by giving him praise. But why did the Lord demand this? Reasons. Now, before I go to why the Lord himself demand the offerings we put before him, I want to talk from a general context, the reasons why offering came, the reasons for offering. And number one is for salvation. Salvation. The offering that the Baba offered to Ifa the other time is to save the land from the calamity happening. Yes or no? So it was for a reason, and all offerings are for a reason. And number one is salvation. Number two is for worship, for appreciation. When you want to appease a God, what is present to him is a sacrifice, and that sacrifice is an offering. In the context of the scripture, we will find out that we have what we call burnt offering, sin offering, drink offering, eve offering, weave offering, and so on. And they came time over time, demanded by the Lord from the Israelites to do a particular mission for a particular reason and for a particular purpose. And one thing I found out is that without an offering or without a sacrifice, no mortal man can stand before a deity. No mortal man, like before, no mortal man can stand before a deity if there's no sacrifice. That's the third reason I have as the reason why offerings are made. I'm saying a deity, any god. What makes Baba Ifa to be able to do a consultant to an Ifa is because he has done something that makes him be in that position. And you must know that in this context, a sacrifice is in place, an offerer is in place, and that offerer is seen as a priest. A priest is somebody who offers sacrifices. I'm sure we are getting light. Whoso offereth praise, glorify to me. Now I'm going to my message improper. You know, I said it the other time that for any man, or if a deity demand an offering from an offerer or from a people, do you know that it is not a deity that will provide what if you only demand it? They will be the one to look for it. Now, coming to a general context, a baba will tell you, go to Oja Mejila, get Ori Enyawo Mejila. They will be the one to look for that particular thing to offer that particular god. But now in the that means you produce the sacrifice. That's why you must know where you are. Outside the world there, you are the one to produce the sacrifice you need for whatever you have come to that god for. When you go and meet a god or an abalist, they will tell you to wrap a money. That's good. Praise God. I'm talking from this context for our understanding. It first take that you offered something. I'm following. If there is not an offering from, they will demand it, but you will look for it. But in this context, God Almighty, He make provision for what you want to render. God has made provision already for whatever a man that comes to Him wants to render. You are not the one looking for what you want to render for Him. But outside there, you are the one looking for it. So an offering that comes from God, God has made provisions. His requirements are already on ground. His provisions are already on ground. And do you know why? Because we see God more than a God. We see Him as a father. And a father will not... Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 22 verse 2 to 8. We will not read everything. But I will jump. I'll mention the verse. I'm starting from verse 2. From verse 2, and he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And I'll go to verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God has told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Now I'll go to verse 7. And Abraham spake unto, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. So you will see that even right from the Old Testament, the man Abraham understand that God himself has provisions for whatever offering he has demanded from a man. And God demanded that Abraham to bring his son for a sacrifice. there is a reason why God bring the son in the place of that sacrifice. Not that he should be sacrificed, but that he should see something in the man who claimed he trusted in him. Abraham understood when the son asked, he said, "Don't worry, the Lord has provisions." And we could see, if we are familiar with the story, that as he was about to sacrifice, he has bundled the child, he has made him available, he has prepared him on the altar. And as he was about to, the Lord says, "Stop." All of him the Lord demanded from man, nothing. Everything the Lord demanded from you comes from him. You have nothing to give the Lord from your hand. Nothing comes from a man to God. But everything the Lord demands from a man comes from the Lord. So if the Lord is demanding a praise from a man, God has made a provision of why he demands that praise. And this will bring us to the context of Jesus. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life." Now, God, this is one of, or this is the greatest sacrifice that we have seen so far. God demanded our attention. God demanded his creation. He demanded a praise from his creation, but he had to make available what will enable his creation to be able to stand before him. And that is why he gave his child, Jesus. Now, Jesus was made available for God to be approachable. If Jesus was not available, no man here can approach. Because right from time we could see that only the priest, the high priest, can enter into the holies of holies to offer sacrifice. But thereafter, when Jesus came, he said, and the court and the robe, the veil, sorry, divided. And since then, everyone was able to access the Lord. So, what he needed from a man, he provided to a man. And this is it. What do you have to give God? Is that which he has given unto you? The works of your hand did not brought you here to come and worship. No, he made available a sacrifice. And that is why people do say Jesus is free of charge. Fenibala. Brethren, now, when Jesus came and died, we were made a priest. But Jesus says, "Unto our God, we are made kings and priests." So before, there are no priests. Like, there are priests, but not everybody have the access as we all have it now. There, before. But how we all have that access to be made a priest to offer things unto God is because Jesus died and bring everyone into an office of a priest. 1 Peter 2:5. that it will not be as if we are just talking. Okay. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You know, at the first instance, I told you that it is the existence of a receiver, a deity, that brings the existence of a giver, an offerer. What brings you to the place of an offerer, a priest, is the sacrifice that Jesus, that God made by Jesus Christ. Acceptable. So what makes whatever you bring before the Lord acceptable is that you have accepted Jesus Christ. Our praises is not limited by dancings and shoutings. When the Lord see a man approaching him with praises and he look upon the man, if he does not see his life, his sacrifice which he has made in the life of that man, is not acceptable. So there is a specification of acceptance and rejection when it comes to sacrifices. Not all sacrifices, not all offerings are accepted. And one of the offering that the one, like the first offering that the Lord demands from a man, apart from anything else, is you. Can we open to Romans 12 verse 1? Romans 12 verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourself a living sacrifice, holy as and acceptable unto God, which is your... What brings you into a mode of being holy and being acceptable is Jesus Christ. A life without Jesus Christ is not fit for this requirement. And it is after you have this requirement that whatever else, what else or what other things you bring forth is acceptable. We are made a priest. And if we are offering anything at all to God, we must offer it like a priest. Church is not a place that we just see. We come to church and, you know, we just come and dance. And you, if you, even if you are dancing, dance as that you are making a sacrifice. Unless if you just come to waste your time. We have not come here to waste our time. We have come here to behold a God. And what we are rendering unto him is either is accepted or rejected. The book of Genesis chapter 4. Yes, can we have Genesis chapter 4? Chapter 4 verse 2. And she began, and she again bear his, and she again bear his brother Abel. And Abel was, okay, if we start from verse 1, so that we get the full context of, and Adam and Eve, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bear his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Verse 3, okay, and in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Now, but unto Cain, we are stopping at verse 7, and unto his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance falling? Then he said, if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? Praise God. Now we can see The same means of God accepting a sacrifice is the same means of God rejecting a sacrifice. And I said it earlier, your first offering before the Lord, before any other thing he can accept from you, is you. And if you look at the report of Abel, if you go to that verse 3 or verse 4, God himself gave the report of Abel. He says, verse 3 or verse 4, he says that, and Abel, he brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel first, before he now had respect for his offerings. So your coming before the Lord takes that God accept you first, if he should accept anything you bring before him. If the Lord rejects you, even if that which you bring before him is so precious and treasured, he accepted it not. And that is why you cannot fake God. The two of them stand before the Lord to offer. Do you know that we used to have some misconceptions that the offering that came brought was something that has spoiled? No. It was not a spoiled farm produce, because it was not stated here. But what the Lord says in verse 7 is that, he said, if thou doest not well, shall thou not be accepted. So it was not first the offering, it was first him himself. But the point is, we must not and never again be ignorant when we are standing before the Lord. He says, Who shall I ascend into the east of the Lord? I know who shall stand in his holy places. He that hath a clean hands and a pure heart. And when the Lord will behold you, when you come before him, what he sees first is you, your heart, before whatever you are bringing. So we might come here and the places that we have brought, because God has kept us from the beginning of the semester till now, might not still be accepted if we ourselves and our heart is not accepted. The mode of you giving God a sacrifice is your heart. Then in the Old Testament, if they want to offer God any sacrifices, they have an altar where they place the sacrifices that is ascended unto God. And now, you yourself, having received the sacrifices, having received the sacrifice of Jesus, we are now a living sacrifice. Like the context of the scripture we read in 1 Peter 2 verse 5. And the same mode, we are, your heart is the mode of your connection. So, justify it. My question is, are you a priest? Are you a priest? It takes a priest to stand before the Lord, and it takes a priest to offer sacrifices before the Lord. But not all sacrifices are accepted. Only the priest, only the one who Jesus has called out of darkness into light, can stand before the holy court of the Lord and make a sacrifice, and it will be acceptable. Most of us, what we are enjoying is the supremacy of God. If we really see how we do approach the Lord, it's unaccepted. And this is a time to rewind and remove our approaches before the Lord. What makes me and you, what gives us the privilege to approach the Lord, is because God himself has rendered his son. So you do not have any other provisions because God has made a provision. All he wants is you and the whole of you. My question, should it be hard? Should it be hard to give God you? Shiva Kabli Deshkiva Natanya Barati. Can we go to 1 Peter 2 verse 9? Sizala broto vena cabratia variati. Then this is to show us why the Lord demanded a praise. Why the Lord demanded it. He said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness." The truth is that when it comes to the mode of praise or worship, it does not need your life himself should be a mode, should be a system, a package of praise unto God, even without you talking. Your life yourself should be a package of praise. Even when the Lord looks at you at all times, he smells a sweet incense. If truly ye are God's sacrifices, then there is an incense that must always come from you to God at all times. And this is when your life always glorifies the Lord. The Lord demanded a praise because he has made you a peculiar people, a chosen generation. He demanded a praise because he has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And you are not called to do your own, but to show forth his praises. How will we know that the difference between you and they that are out there is when your life glorifies and praises God? I'm not saying we will not come here and sing praises, no. But first must be that you yourself, your life, praises must emanate from you. We come to the Lord with an holy heart and holy, that is when it is acceptable. It is not acceptable when we just come with our mouth. The church is not a place where we just lift up our mouth to praise God. Out of all of your body, only your mouth is praising God. How will that be acceptable? When it comes to the God Almighty, the whole of ourselves is what the Lord demanded as a priest. As a priest. Can we stand on our feet? Our time is fast spent. As a priest. Shiva Karoske de Belete Belete. One of the prayers that I want everyone to pray is that the Lord should make me a worthy priest. That my life alone is acceptable, even before I speak, even before I offer anything. That even when I stand in his court, I am acceptable.
And that is why it is extended to, it is not only extended when we are in the church of the Lord. The Lord demands it that even in our daily living, we are making praises of Him. Can we stand on our feet? Jesus, make me a worthy priest. I offer myself unto you as a living sacrifice. The song says, receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Accept this living sacrifice. I am your worship. If you are not accepted, then what is the essence of your offering? We can be able to make an offering of praise after that which we ourselves have been accepted. It will be a waste if you are not accepted and you bring an offering. It's as you bringing the wrong requirement for the wrong demand. I am your worship. Accept this living sacrifice. I am your worship. We've brought more than a song today. We've brought more than a song. We've brought ourselves. We brought more than our mouth. We brought more than our eyes. We brought more than our head. We brought the whole of ourselves. We brought the whole of ourselves. And you pray that the Lord to accept this worship. Yeah.
That sister on black head tie. Yes. Shika baraga vilaske branti vala. I'm done here. No. But the Lord will have me to deliver his message. How are you doing? Who is Dorcas? Who is Dorcas? Your younger sister. The Lord asked me to tell you this, that you should look unto me for help. Never run out of depending on God for help. And I see you first in a stage of looking unto God, but at a point something changed. Please run back to God and deliver this message to your sister. The Lord is with you. Ali, oh,